This is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. Hello. A landmark US-EU trade deal has been struck after high-stakes negotiations in Scotland between President Trump and the European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. Brussels says the deal offers stability, but analysts say it exposes the EU's limited leverage. Ms von der Leyen said that she'd been pleased to get tariffs down to 15%.
15% is not to be underestimated, but it is the best we could get. It's overall across the board. Important was for us, it includes not only the cars, so go down with the tariffs for cars to 15%, but also all goods and semiconductor and pharma.
The United Nations aid chief says initial reports indicate that more than 100 truckloads of supplies were collected in Gaza on Sunday after Israel eased some restrictions on aid. But Tom Fletcher said vast amounts of aid were still needed. Hugo Bashega is in Jerusalem.
Aid agencies have been saying there needs to be the unrestricted entry and delivery of aid by land to alleviate the crisis there. Today was the first day after those measures were announced by the Israeli military. These pauses in fighting in three densely populated areas of Gaza to allow the delivery of aid, and also the creation of these humanitarian corridors for UN convoys to deliver food and medical supplies. The World Food Programme says it has enough aid in or heading into Gaza to feed the entire population for 90 days.
Israel's decision to open the corridors and pause attacks in some areas followed intense international pressure. Yemen's Houthi movement says it will now target any ships owned by companies that do business with Israeli ports, regardless of the ship's nationality or destination. The warning is the latest phase in the Iranian-backed Houthis' campaign against Israel. In a televised statement, a military spokesman urged countries to pressure Israel to end its war in Gaza. Police in Germany say at least three people were killed when a passenger train derailed in the southwest of the country. Many others have been injured. It's believed around 100 people were on board the train at the time of the derailment. Our Europe correspondent Bethany Bell has more details.
In a statement, the police said two carriages of a regional express train derailed early on Sunday evening. They said the cause of the accident is under investigation. Photos show carriages on their sides on a single track running through a forested area. Firefighters and emergency teams have been working to gain access to the passengers in the derailed carriages. Reports say there'd been a storm in the area shortly before the accident.
You're listening to the latest world news from the BBC. North Korea has ruled out talks with Seoul, dismissing recent peace overtures from the new South Korean president. In the North's first official response, Kim Yo-jong, the powerful sister of the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, said her country was not interested. She added that recent actions by South Korea, like halting propaganda broadcasts on loudspeakers along the border, were not enough. Google has admitted its earthquake warning system failed to alert people when two huge quakes hit Turkey in 2023, killing more than 55,000 people. But Google told the BBC only 469 of its highest level alerts were sent during the first earthquake. Our technology correspondent James Clayton has this report.
It was one of the most deadly earthquakes this century. Google's Android Earthquake Alerts uses the company's vast Android operating system to detect shaking, then send out a warning to people before the quake reaches them, in theory. However, a research paper published by Google admits the system underestimated the shaking. When they simulated the quake again, they found this alert could have been sent to 10 million people, giving up to 35 seconds of warning. Google says the algorithm has now been improved, but challenges remain in trying to send warnings for large magnitude events.
In the Women's Football European Championships, England have successfully defended their title, beating Spain on penalties. The final in the Swiss city of Basel saw the Lionesses score 3-1 in the shootout, with Chloe Kelly netting the winner. The American satirical singer and Harvard mathematician Tom Lehrer has died at the age of 97. In the 1950s and 60s, he delighted audiences with sardonic songs like Poisoning Pigeons in the Park and the Masochism Tango. His most famous was The Elements, in which he listed the periodic table at breakneck speed. BBC News.